This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
Who was that masked man?
Stopping. Okay, anyone who's on video, good to see you. I didn't go back to the two shot for the end of the show, but that's okay. But we are going to disconnect.
Disconnect. It's weird. My mixer says that I have 3 hours left, but I don't trust it because I feel like it said that there were 12 hours at the beginning of the podcast and now it's down to three. I don't think it's calculating correctly.
Wait, how do I turn it off?
I don't know. I do now have to tinkle though, so I'll be right back.
How do I? Do I have to turn them off individually? I don't think I have to, but that's what I'm doing. That is what I'm doing, ladies and gentlemen. I am ending the stream. So our concurrent viewers on YouTube were like two. But if I look at X, we had 15. And if I look at like previous episodes, 103 views July 26th on X or Twitter. We don't get nearly that many on YouTube. I don't really know why that is. Maybe it's because my followers on Twitter or X are wanting to see what I posted or something. I'm not really sure, but there you go. I dropped something. One moment. I'm trying to decide. Oh, that's right. Daniel has left the room. Twitter, 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 Twitter. Everybody calls it Twitter. Like everybody. Elon probably calls it Twitter when no one can hear him.
Say what? You can call it Twitter. Daniel's left the room.
I was talking about that website, and I said Twitter. And I was like, oh, I'm not supposed to say Twitter. And then Kathy Marshall said it was okay because you were out of the room. So, Tom still and Terry still type Twitter.com his laptop.
I get that. But it's not Twitter. It's now this horrible new thing. So why sully the memory of the thing that you love by like refusing to?
We need to have an in memoriam, like a, you know, a wake. They call it? Like a memorial service.
Yeah.
For Twitter.
Yeah, we should. I mean, someone else could buy it and stop all the bullshit.
Well, it's been a really long time since I actively used Twitter. And so I know you're saying that it got so much worse, but I wasn't using it even before. I would just use it to promote my show. And then if people direct message me, and that was it. So I don't really know. Like I don't really notice one way or the other what has changed because I wasn't really using it. So maybe you're right. You probably are. It probably has just gone down the shitter. But all I do is, you know, I don't even post my show there anymore. So the only thing I use it for is I go to my direct messages and I see if Joe and Dallas has
sent me porn.
That's all I do. And now we live stream on it or we're trying it out.
No, that's all I use X for is porn.
So it's,
the boys are very excited about their birthday because they're out there playing around. So
you think they know it's their birthday?
Oh yeah, I've told them.
Did you get them a cake?
No, cats don't like
well, you could make things. you could make it out of tuna fish.
Yeah, I mean,
you could make a cake out of like tuna and something to bind it together. I don't know what would cats like. Tuna, and do they like peanut butter? Can they eat peanut butter?
I mean, they could, but no.
Cats
are carnivores.
Cats cream like, cheese. Cream no, cheese.
Cats are carnivores. They like
tuna and cream cheese. We got to like make meat. A cake shape. Well, you can cut. You can cut spam into the shape of a cake.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can do that. And you can then put it on, put tuna on top of it. Spam with tuna. Anyway. So you haven't, did you get them a birthday card?
No. They can't but, read. They're cats.
But they get you a birthday card.
No. They're my kids. So on Zach's birthday, I pick out a card and sign their names to it. Just like your mom did for your dad.
So did Zach get a card and sign the cat's names to it?
For my birthday?
For oh, it's not your birthday. For their birthday. Sorry. See, birthdays are confusing us. You were thinking that I was planning Mark's birthday.
In the show, yeah, I got confused that we were talking about Mark's birthday instead of yours. Yeah, no, I get it.
I'm thinking we're talking about yours, but we're talking about the cat's birthday.
We're talking about the cat's birthday, which is the day after your birthday, which is
so did so the kids just don't get birthday cards.
No, they don't get birthday cards. They can't read. I had a thing. Oh, I have some questions.
I feel like I'm deserving. I'll tell you what I really want to do for my birthday.
What?
After you and I finish, I want to get fast food for myself.
but what's open?
Well, Whataburger is open, although we're eating at Whataburger tomorrow night. So that would be two Whataburgers like in the same 24-hour period.
What fast food do you want? Like, can you just do Grubhub?
Yeah, I could do Grubhub, but then I might wake Mark up, and so I don't know if I will do it, but that would be.
But you can do it now. The bathroom air fryer may still be.
Well, I don't want to eat and podcast at the same time, so it has to be when we're done.
But wait, so Grubhub would wake up Mark, but you getting in your car, leaving with the garage door and stuff?
Either way. Although they don't always ring the doorbell. I could say, don't ring the doorbell.
You could. Do you not have a way to silence your doorbell?
You know what? I don't know. I'm not sure.
It's a smart doorbell, right?
It's a Ring, but I don't even have the app, I don't think.
You just sign in with your Facebook account, probably.
No, it's not Facebook. What is Ring? Is Ring still Ring, or were they bought by somebody?
Ring is Facebook.
No. Is it?
Yes.
I'm not sure.
Because Nest is the other one. So Ring is Ring Facebook. Helps if I could actually spell.
My mom just texted and asked, or she texted earlier and said, would you guys like to go to dinner tomorrow night for Adam's birthday? And I think she was like trying to text Mark, but she texted me, and I don't want to.
Well, then it's so easy to just say we already have plans, but thank you. We already have plans, but thank you. We should do dinner soon sometime, though. That's what I would say.
Oh, Ring is owned by Amazon. Well, what app would I
Amazon.
Use? Is it Ring? Well, I don't know. Anyway, I was thinking, I was like, well, you
since
know,
you,
it
since
is
you
my
have
birthday.
A Nest, since you have a Nest thermostat, do you also have a Nest doorbell?
No, it's a Ring doorbell.
Oh, okay.
But it's a Ring doorbell. It must have been before, unless Amazon still calls them Ring. I don't know, but it's a Ring branded doorbell. So
let's hear the audible version of the text. What? The audible version of what text? Adam's.
Oh, the audible version of.
Okay. What was I going to do? Oh, so I have some questions for you.
Okay.
About our upcoming Disney trip. So, we don't have Park Hopper tickets. So the first day, Friday, we're going to do California Adventure. And then Saturday, we'll do Disneyland.
Okay.
Sunday, because you and I don't need to leave to go to Woodland Hills until, you know, early afternoon. So Sunday, we have a 3-day, you know, it's a 3-day ticket because it was cheaper.
Well, am I invited to Woodland Hills? Because, or am I going to need to go to a Disney park while you go to Woodland Hills?
It's, you know, that is a good question.
Or is it still up in the air? It's because it's,
You'll be happy to know that Disneyland is open until midnight on Sunday.
Or so. Maybe there's going to be a TV tray set up in the garage.
Oh.
That's where I'm going to be.
Don't know. That would mean they have to move one of those cars.
Where was the thing? The outdoor theater that Auntie Scott and Drew were sitting in last week?
It's a gazebo.
Oh, the cabana.
The Copa Cabana?
Is it like one of those, like when you go to a fancy resort and they make you rent the cabana? And it's basically like a covered pergola sort of situation where they have like a TV and they have a bar and some other things in there and a couch, but it's next to the pool, so you can go in there and hang out. You can bring chips and dip and stuff like that. Or maybe you have to order food from the
bring, man.
Make sure you get chips and dip.
Chips and dip.
Chips and dip.
Where's my? I'm gonna run out of space on this memory card.
Are you trying to swap midstream?
I'm just trying to find the other memory card so that I could.
I will have a recording of this as well, but as you know.
Yeah, but now I just want to know what happened to my memory card.
So, Auntie Scott, is the cabana a pergola? Oh, he is giving me a link. Oh, yeah, that's exactly what I would have thought. Yes, that. Okay. And so, but you were watching, so do you have a TV mounted under it? Because I think y'all were watching a movie or something in the cabana, right?
The Copa Cabana?
Oh, so you have like some sort of stand, but you have do you leave a TV out there all the time? Oh, okay. No.
The Copa stand?
It's a, I don't know if you clicked the link, but it's a Coos Bay 11x11 pop-up instant gazebo tent with mosquito netting outdoor canopy shelter with 121 square feet of shade.
Oh, wow. This is really old. Do you want a permanent?
I bet it doesn't come with that furniture, though. They have furniture. They have furniture in the picture, but I bet that furniture is sold separately. Because for $169, I don't think you're getting the cabana and the furniture.
Accessories sold separately. All right, I've got to see this thing. So Coos Bay.
Yeah, there's a link in the Discord.
I'm getting there. I've been busy, Adam. I've been trying to caught Adam. By the way, we've got to talk about the traders. But I have questions to ask you about Disney. Okay, yeah. Yeah, I know those things. They're nice. I'm going to stop the after show and swap cards.
Okay. Tony will hear this in 2026. Well, it was just for the live audience then. I mean, it was recorded because I'm also recording at the moment. But so, Matt, I don't know if you guys know this, but it's probably not going to last. But Matt Ballmer and Nathan Lane and some other actor that I've never heard of and Linda Lavin are doing a new show.
It is
loosely based on the Golden Girls.
Adam is talking about, hold on, I have to catch people up on level 13. So Adam, I had to swap out SD cards. Adam is talking about a new show with Nathan Lane,
Matt Bomer,
Linda
some
Lavin,
other person that I don't know, and Linda Lavin.
And they are, and it's picked up by somebody. Who's it picked up
yeah,
by?
I don't remember. It's one of the streaming.
Yeah, Netflix.
It might be Hulu or something like that. But anyway, I don't know. You can Google it. But anyway, it's loosely based on the Golden Girls. They are three. Well, I mean, I don't consider Matt Bomer to be that old. Maybe he's older than me. I'm not sure. But if only I could look up his age. But anyway, it's like the Golden Girls, except they're the gay version of the Golden Girls. So
he is 8 months older than you, 9 months older than you.
Okay. So the Golden Girls, they were all in their 50s or 60s when Golden Girls started. But anyway, Nathan Lane fits the bill.
He is 10 months older than you.
But anyway, I don't know if it's going to be any good. It'll probably get canceled. But if anyone likes the Golden Girls and likes any of those men.
I feel that Nathan Lane is a really good second, like, you know, ensemble member, right? You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't feel that Nathan Lane led projects are as enjoyable to me as Nathan Lane participated in projects. You know what I'm saying? Like
well, I don't know who they would consider the lead, because the Golden Girls is an ensemble. So
no,
is there
I
a lead
that.
Of the
no,
Golden
I'm just
Girls?
Saying, I'm saying like Only Murders in the Building. I like Nathan Lane in that.
Yeah.
Birdcage, I like Nathan Lane in that. But when it's like some like Nathan Lane starring like that Dix thing or that crazy.
Oh, that was horrible.
Yeah. And it's just like, so I feel like Nathan Lane is one of those. He's great with other people, but he's, you know,
I hate to admit this, but the only reason I watched Dix is because it promised full frontal nudity.
Yeah.
That was the only reason.
Okay. I'm glad you could admit that.
Yeah.
So here's my question for you. So we have the 3-day tickets.
Yes.
But they're not park hopper tickets. So we need to decide now.
Okay.
Do we on our Sunday morning where we can go back and revisit anything, do we go back to California Adventure or do we go back to Disneyland? We don't have to go back to either.
It's hard to say because I don't remember what is at each one. But what I will say is I find that the rides and things are not as good at the Magic Kingdom as they are at the California Adventure or the other one in Florida that's, you know, the other thing. I find those other ones more, the rides to be better at those.
Okay.
I feel like the Magic Kingdom, Disneyland, focus on kind of the story and the characters and the, you know, whatever. But the other ones focus a little bit more on. So probably, in my mind, California Adventure might be a better one to do twice.
Okay.
There are not three.
No, right? We only have two.
So...
And the reason that we're going to do California Adventure
the
first day.
Why do a 3-day ticket if they only have two parks?
I don't know, but it's part of our hotel package, and it was actually literally cheaper. It wasn't like, oh, it's cheaper per day for a three. It was like literally like $50 cheaper for the 3-day than the 2-day, by the way, that they were running the special. So we have a 3-day pass. We don't have to use it, but we have it.
I think I would say, just because of how unimpressive the castle is at Disneyland.
Yeah, that's true.
I think California Adventure is my vote.
Okay. And that's fine.
But I mean, I'll do whatever.
No, it's fine because, you know, that makes more sense because the first day at California Adventure, Zach and I have to go to the expo to get our, you know, the race stuff. We have to get that squared away. So that's going to eat some of our time. And then, of course, we have a race at 5 a.m. the next morning. So I'm not going to stay late in a park. You know, I'm going to go back, have an early dinner and go to sleep. Right. So we really won't have a whole day. And then Saturday when we're at Disneyland, It's open till midnight. So we have all day and all night to do everything in Disneyland. And then, you know, the next day, you know, we probably should be heading to Woodland Hills in the early afternoon. But that means we could definitely do stuff around DCA.
Or which one of them, you know, if we were going to do think about it as more of like eating thing, which one of them would have better food?
California Adventure would have better food. Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, because even if we just want to do brunch or something at one of them and see a couple of things or whatever, you know.
This is true. Kathy Marshall speaks the truth. I have jet lag on my side to do the 5 a.m. But yes, but that means that I can't stay out until, you know, 10 p.m. Pacific time, which would be 2 a.m. Eastern time. You know,
you are getting more. Well, we both are, but you more so.
More so what?
Back in the day when you and I met, you would regularly stay up until like 3 or 4 in the morning.
Yep.
Now,
I don't.
Past midnight, you're like, whew, it is, they are rolling up the sidewalks, folks. It's kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, I just want to warn everyone, and I, if my boyfriend is listening to this, I do not expect this.
Yeah.
But I just want to warn everyone, he likes to, at midnight on my birthday.
Yeah.
Surprise me, say happy birthday, whatever. It probably is not going to happen because I told him I'm going to be podcasting. But if anyone does come in, don't be startled. I'm not being murdered. It is, don't worry.
It will be done by then because I can't stay awake past midnight. So,
well, it's, we have 6 minutes.
6 minutes. So, what would be a good?
I mean, like we said, I wasn't born at midnight. So technically, I don't know when I was born. So, I mean, I think I have. Does your birth certificate say?
Yeah.
Oh, well, hold on. I'll just go get it.
Okay. Turning 46. All right, so I'm over on Suno. I'm asking for a birthday song for Adam, who is turning 46. Adam, he is a podcaster and plays the trumpet and has a dog named Sydney. Sydney? All right, Adam, I've queuing up a song here for you because it's going to be your birthday. That's your birth certificate?
I mean, it's a copy.
Fake news.
But it says, you were so close.
I was.
You said 4 p.m. was the first thing that you said.
Yeah.
I was born August 17th, 1978. At 3:57 p.m.
Wow. The links you will go to make me wrong, Adam. The links that you will go to by being purposely born 6 minutes early.
No,
so
three.
That my 4 p.m.
3 minutes. Yeah, 3 minutes early.
Here's your damn song.
Tail and flies, trumpet sounds a joyful tune underneath the birthday moon. Adam's day is shining bright, candles flicker in the night. Happy birthday, Adam dear.
Would you put in like a Dora the Explorer sounding birthday song? What? Why, Dora? You know, Mel really likes it when you do this. When you make songs on the after show, she enjoys listening to that content.
With your doggy and your song. There was the alternate The alternate version of that was this. I won't play the whole thing. I already hate it. 46 today, hooray. Time to shout and laugh and play. Yeah, no.
They all sound... If AI could learn not to sound perfect, because it sounds auto-tuned.
Yeah,
all of the AI-generated songs sound auto-tuned.
Thing. Here's the great thing about it. You can now download the stubs. So I could download just the accompaniment version of that song and then do my own vocals to it.
So I know that people are going to call me an AI apologist.
AI apologist.
But Scott Johnson on the morning stream, he's an artist.
Yes.
And he gets so upset about people who use AI to generate art calling themselves artists. Mm-hmm. He says, you are not an artist. You're not. And I just want to say, how old fashioned and old school of you to, you know, I mean, who defines what you need to do to be? You are using your creativity to write the prompt. You have to try a million times until you get something that you like, that you think is worthy of, you know, whatever it is. I play the trumpet, and people who play a synthesizer, I don't go, oh, you're not a musician, you know, because you're playing a digital thing instead of a, I don't know. I just don't.
Doesn't Scott Johnson famously use like tablets and stuff to draw? So he's like,
well, he does, but he just doesn't. He doesn't like AI art.
Okay. Well,
and doesn't want to call it art. Like
whatever, I don't give a shit.
People artists, but anyway,
I really don't. It's like, I mean, people. Here's the great thing about art: people don't own art. It's like, you know, anyone can make stuff themselves. Like those people that were at the grape festival with the little sign that they would burn.
You know what?
Etched in.
You know what? I was surprised, even in the area where they had like the selling. What do you call it? The booths.
Yeah.
I didn't see any Trump anything for sale.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Either.
Yeah.
No, that's right.
Anyway. Now I don't know what I was going to say. Oh, I know what I was going to say. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Adam. Happy birthday to you. I'll also call you tomorrow at 3:57
p.m. You won't remember. You also, this is the first time that I've been on a podcast on my birthday.
Wow.
As far as I know. No, well.
I don't know.
You know what? That may not be true because I feel like they bought me a birthday cake. At the New Orleans event 1 year. So I want to say it must have been my birthday because we all ate birthday cake for my birthday. So it must have been. So I'm lying.
Okay, great.
I'm lying. Thank you, Tom and Terry. I never know whether it's Tom or Terry. Or is it always both?
I feel like we're they may both be there, but I feel like we're usually talking to Tom.
Tom. I mean, that's kind of my assumption. I don't think Terry likes us.
Yeah, Terry's on the... Terry's over...
Maybe like, Terry is the one that doesn't like pickles.
Terry is doing that thing like Mark does when the Missy Witt document... Oh!
Did
look
someone just
behind
knock?
You. Yes. All right, for those of you listening, Mark has just shown up with a little cake with a candle in it.
Thank you.
That's it.
Well, I want to eat a bite of it.
No. Okay.
Just tell them we're not on the stream. Like, no one can see the video except
well,
me.
Nobody's seeing the video. We're not on video.
Sydney says happy birthday.
Oh, thank you, Sydney.
She's been wanting to come out.
One second, chat room. I mean, Daniel can keep talking.
Okay, I'll keep talking. I said happy birthday first before Mark. Day? Just wanted to. Let you know that.
Order Grubhub or something for myself, but it might be later. So.
He adores you, but needs to be working on lots of other stuff. yeah, but then we can't make fun of it, Tom. That's not weaving. No, but while we were there watching this Missy Witt documentary, which is super complicated to follow because they were just all over the fucking road, Mark is sitting on the couch and is just swiping through stuff. You know what I'm saying? Just like doom scrolling, just scrolling. I don't know if it's Instagram or Facebook, whatever his social media. It's like the entire time he was just scrolling through the whole, I was like, how are you? You're clearly not following this because this is intense. Now, granted, it could just be that I'm dense, that I wasn't able to grok what they were saying because I was impaired in some way. And that could be, but I still feel like, because we watched it over a couple of days, and I don't think I was altered for that long, for 2 days. Also, the grape ice cream that Adam was going crazy about. Yeah, it was all right. It wasn't. There was a very similar grape ice cream that we had at Disney that also had a peanut butter swirl. So it was like a peanut butter and grape ice cream, and The one in Tauntytown was just grape. It's just grape. But we do have a photo of it. Let's see. Is this the best photo? So here is Mark and Adam and I enjoying our grape ice cream at the...
He did do it.
At the Tauntytown.
He decorated the downstairs.
Aww.
And had a birthday card. And...
And he said it was okay for you to go get fast food?
He did.
So what you going to get? So you're going to get...
I don't know.
All right, so today's a cheat day for me. Not, because it's after midnight. So today's a cheat day for me. Now, I'm going to dinner with people. I don't know who.
They're Rodan and Darwin, because that's the only...
Whatever. So I'm going to dinner.
Why don't you just marry Rodan and Darwin?
Going to dinner at Olive Garden.
Mm.
And so I need to figure out what I'm going to do for lunch. But just like, so again, I'm going to be getting fast food. But I'm like, yeah, what are your criteria for like really good fast? Like sometimes I just want KFC. Like sometimes I just want dark meat chicken and a biscuit that has so much chemical butter taste on it that it like, you know, overloads your taste buds. That crappy mac and cheese that I still want to eat.
See, when I want fast food, yeah. I want a sandwich of some sort.
Okay, so you want a sandwich.
So I'm going to do like Whataburger is going to be number one. Sometimes I'll do Freddy's steak burgers and French fries. Wendy's is always a good option.
Yeah.
Popeye's for their chicken sandwich specifically. Now I will say, other than burgers, like chicken strips. So like Cane's chicken strips are good. And then if I want Mexican, Taco Bell.
I feel like Cane's and like, what is the difference between Cane's and Zaxby's? I feel like they're basically the same.
Well, I haven't been to Zaxby's in so long, so I couldn't really tell you, but Cane's has the best sauce.
Yeah, but I feel like it's the same sauce.
Mm-hmm. Well, I haven't been to Zaxby's in 8 years, 10 years. I don't know.
Here's an article, Zaxby's versus Raising Cane's, which is better? there are more Zaxby's. Zaxby's has a much larger selection of sandwiches. Zaxby's has a larger selection of appetizers. Zaxby's offers salads, which is why we eat at Zaxby's, by the way, is to get their grilled chicken Cobb salad. But Zaxby's has a selection of food for kids, and they offer a larger selection of dipping sauces.
Cane's,
yeah,
has chicken strips, fries, Texas toast,
yeah,
and cane sauce.
Yeah,
that is it.
Yeah, I feel like
nothing else.
Yeah, so Zaxby's is just like a more expanded,
yeah,
take on that. I feel like if there was, I know there is. Like, I could tomorrow. I could go someplace. You know, like Shake Shack, right?
Oh yeah, that's good. Shake Shack, steak. What's the other one? Smash Burger.
Yeah, where is a Shake
Shack? Oh, but you don't. So I didn't realize. So for the ones who are still in chat room, whom we are doing this after show for, and for Tony,
who's hearing it
in 2026.
Yes.
We. Damn it! What was I going to say? Well, maybe not, because I don't remember what I was going to say.
I was talking about Shake Shack, and then you said, or the other one.
Oh, yeah. Smash Burger. I didn't realize, or it didn't occur to me. You were saying, oh, could we just get a burger? I really want a burger. Yeah. And so we took you to this place called Smitty's Garage.
Yeah.
Because which you wanted a burger, and it was Smash Burgers. And then the next day you're like, well, I still want a burger because I wanted a thick, medium rare, like burger. Juicy red in the middle burger. Yes. I didn't want some nasty smash burger.
They're not nasty. They're a different beast. That's all. They're different.
And I was like, well, I didn't know. You didn't specify the thickness of the burger that you wanted.
I like both. I was just being, anyway, it's not important. I'm sorry. This is the dilemma. It's like, I don't want you to feel like you were being a bad host or anything. I don't.
I just like to make fun of you. It's like, I don't feel like I was being a bad host.
There's no Shake Shack.
How would anyone know?
I mean, there's a Shake Shack, but it's not close.
Do you have a Smash Burger?
Yeah, probably.
Do you have a
Smash Burger? See locations.
Do you have an In-N-Out? Do you have a Five Guys? Five Guys is good as well.
Oh yeah, we have a Five Guys right across the street. But
Five Guys is good.
We have several Smash Burgers. They're all the way in Orlando.
Sometimes I crave a Wendy's burger. I mean, I know they're not, like, there's nothing special about them, but sometimes Wendy's burgers just feel very clean. I don't know if clean's square. A good word for it.
It's
but
those square patties.
Fresh. Just, they have some fresh taste to them.
I don't know. I feel like I used to really like Wendy's burgers, and then over the years, I've just not, they just feel not as good for some reason. And I don't know. I can't put my finger on it. But, and it may just be the fact that I'm used to eating a higher grade of food, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm used to eating.
It's maybe I'm because saying, I'm used to a higher degree of quality of the burger that I eat. Mother. Or what was it? No, I'm thinking of Gilligan's Island. Muffy.
Thurston Howell.
Muffy. Was it Muffy? Muffy. Buffy.
It was not. It was Lovey.
Lovey. Lovey.
Like Vera Charles.
Could you bring... Oh, yeah, that's true. Is that where Lovey came from? You know, I never associated those two things until you just said that.
I don't think they're related. I think that's just...
Lovey?
Not...
Well, actually, Auntie Scott originated Lovey, and they stole it from him.
Oh. I think Gilligan's Island was on long before Andy Scott did a podcast. I'm just saying, I could be wrong, but I'm often accused of speaking out of my ass. But I think I can pretty confidently say that.
How are you doing my makeup for work? very demure, very mindful. I don't come to work with a green cut crease. I don't look.
There was this one.
How I do my makeup for work?
Don't. See how shh, I come... shh. TikTok. Shh. There was this one of these gamer boys. And someone said, have you seen that demure video? And they both like just put down their headsets and started like saying it word for word and in unison. It was really funny. I don't see it though.
It looks like Grubhub has no options available for delivery.
How dare they? Do they have, how about other ones? Uber Eats.
They only have Insomnia Cookies. That's
Ugh.
It.
Yeah. Who only has Insomnia Cookies?
Grubhub.
Oh, then yeah, then check somebody else. Check
Well, I have Grubhub Plus or whatever.
Yeah.
So then I don't have to pay a delivery fee. But they don't.
They don't have, it's your birthday.
They don't have any options.
It's your birthday, Adam.
DoorDash does have options.
Well, then I would go with DoorDash.
They have the Burger Den, which is a ghost kitchen inside of Applebee's, I think. Yeah. That just makes burgers.
I wouldn't get anything out of Applebee's. But... like that lady on Survivor. You went into fucking Applebee's.
She was crazy. And then at the end, she thought she should have won. Or like she was the... clearly the strongest player. That's ridiculous.
Oh, you know what I'm going to do?
Well, there's McDonald's, there's Taco Bell, there's Papa John's, there's Pizza Hut, there's this place called The Meltdown, which does like grilled melty sandwiches. I think that's another ghost kitchen situation.
Okay.
There's the Burger Den, there's Popeyes, Whataburger, but we're having that for dinner tomorrow. Denny's, they have a burger with a...
Oh, you love the Denny's burger. The Denny's...
They have a burger with an egg on it and hash browns.
The Denny egg burger. Yeah, you
it's
love
so
that
good.
Burger. You should get that. Because then you can get a side of pancakes.
It's a lot of food.
What do you mean it's a lot of food? It's a burger.
It's a lot of food. It's a lot of food. It's a big burger with an egg and hash browns and all the stuff on it.
Mr. Ian just came in and said hello. It was Barley that said hello earlier.
Hello, Ian. Hello, Ian. Which is the one that at the last night that I was there decided to come and like rub up against my legs?
I don't, was it orange or black?
I don't know. We were sitting on the couch.
Oh, yeah, it was Ian.
And one of them, these do not look appetizing in this Burger Den, but they do have. I wonder if the Burger Den is Denny's and it's the ghost kitchen. It's just Denny's just doing burgers.
You know, the, actually, I don't know what I was going to say. I was going to say, like, tomorrow for lunch, I don't know what I'm going to get, but.
Well, if you're getting.
It's probably just going to
Five Guys. Do you eat Five Guys a lot? Five Guys is right there near you. It's really
good. But
it's
you know
good.
What? I've been the only one eating dinner all this week because Zach's part-time job at Disney takes him to dinner now. So I'm just cooking for myself, not for he and myself. And so I've just been having hamburgers all week. I've been making hamburgers all week long. That is what I've had for dinner.
If there is one thing that Daniel and I are very different in many different ways. Mm-hmm. If you like a TV show, I'm probably going to hate it. Mm-hmm. If I like a TV show, you're going to think it was overproduced. But the one thing that is so similar about us is we both could eat burgers 3 meals a day, 7 days a week.
Yes.
And we would never get tired of them.
Yeah, there are infinite variations of burgers.
No, I don't want to do a free trial membership.
You know what I heard about? I just read this article the other day. Chili's has a Big Mac, an elevated Big Mac sandwich that they're pushing right now. Chili's Big Smasher. It's called the Chili's Big Smasher. It is a half-pound burger with Thousand Island American cheese, red onions, pickles, and lettuce. But it is, it's like an adult version of a Big Mac. It gives you all the taste of a Big Mac, but it's not a bready kind of.
You know, I don't think I've ever had a Big Mac.
Really?
Really.
Anyway, maybe that's what I'll get for lunch tomorrow. I'll get me a Big Smasher burger.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't think I've ever had a Big Mac.
Because I have to mow the yard tomorrow.
I mowed the yard today.
Did you raise the wheels?
No. May or may not have raised the wheels. There were two new wasps, so I had to get out my spray can of wasp killer.
Your 20-foot distance. So I guess I'm making burgers for
well,
your dinners?
Well, I wouldn't turn down a burger. But no, make whatever you were going to make.
What I would like would
or
be...
Daniel, it's not polite to place an order. Auntie Scott is not your... When you go to someone's home, you eat whatever they serve.
I would like a burger, medium rare. With a Gouda, not smoked Gouda, a Gouda cheese, a truffle, like a truffle onion relish kind of jam. So like a, let's call it a truffle onion jam. Put that on there. And then like some, just a little pieces of arugula. And I would like that on a brioche bun with, I don't know, let's say Swiss cheese. Sure. No, it was the Gouda.
You already said Gouda.
Yeah. I forgot.
I'm of the opinion that a burger, I'm not saying that I won't eat a burger that has other cheese on it. Mm-hmm. But if I'm going to place an order for a burger, I'm always going to choose American cheese.
Really?
For a burger. It's just... That's how it's got to be. Now, if there is a fancy burger on some fancy burger menu and it has Gouda on it, I will eat the Gouda. But if you're just like, hey, Adam, build your own burger.
Yeah.
American cheese.
I tend to, it depends, but the burgers I've been making recently, the ones that I've been enjoying, are a patty, you know, medium rare patty. But then I put, after I flipped it, I put blue cheese crumbles like on the burger and let them melt.
Uh-huh.
But then I put a covering cheese on that. So I put like a Swiss to cover over the blue cheese crumbles so that it's
so they
sealed.
So they don't fall out.
Yeah, exactly. And then I put that on the burger. So that's
so question for you.
Yes.
You do a medium rare burger at home.
Yes. Borderline rare, but yes.
What kind of meat? Are you grinding your own meat? Because ground beef that you get from the grocery store is not safe to do medium rare. I just want to let you know. So you have to be grinding your own steak.
Says who?
Because everybody knows that, Daniel. Ground meat is not safe. At restaurants, it's safe because they grind steak or whatever. E. coli. You're not supposed to do ground meat that you get at the grocery store medium rare.
That is not possible. That cannot possibly be true.
Auntie Scott, it is absolutely true. At restaurants, the reason you can eat a medium rare burger at a restaurant is because they grind their own steak. Ground meat that is pre-ground in a factory has bacteria, E. coli, other bacteria, and you are not supposed to eat it medium rare. 100%. That's also why they won't serve medium rare, medium all that at fast food places. Yeah, but they, like, I mean,
these are also saying that it's not safe to eat medium rare burgers, period. Doesn't matter where.
It's but it's not safe to ground. You are going to, well, I don't know how long you've been doing this, but
for
like
57 years. So I'm not going to stop now, but the beef that I've been getting, like, or the burgers that I've been getting recently are the Wall Brothers or whatever, the Kobe mix patties. That's what I use.
All right.
I always cook it in salt and pepper now, and salt.
There is a possibility that if you are buying preformed burgers, that maybe they are doing it in the factory in such a way that maybe they are made for you to be able to do that in a more safe way. I don't know.
I mean, I go to Publix and they have a meat grinder there and they make their own ground beef there. So I could, if I wanted to, get fresh ground beef directly from the grinder. But what the USDA is saying on this website that I was just directed to is that steaks are okay to eat because they're a single piece of meat. Single whatever, but because the ground meat has been compromised, it has more surface area to attract bacteria, blah, 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 blah.
But if they grind it right before they serve it to you,
that makes no difference. According to they're saying you can never have ground beef medium rare.
Well, yeah, I know bacteria is killed on a steak, and I know that's why you can have a steak medium rare, but I thought restaurants wouldn't be able to serve medium rare or rare burgers if they didn't do something different at the restaurant than what you would do at home. So my assumption was maybe they're grinding a steak.
I feel like most of it is irradiated. Most of it is, you know what I'm saying?
But you're like right. It would still mix it in, even if it was a steak. If there was any bacteria on the outside of the steak, it would mix it in when you grind it. So
well,
I don't
regardless,
know. I probably
that
said
is
something
the burger
stupid.
That I've been having this week. I've been having that burger this week. That is my burger.
Mark laughs at me at some of the food paranoias that I have because I think in America, we were just taught that all food was like unsafe. Like because he will leave stuff out on the counter and I'm like, I'm not eating that. Like, what are you doing? And I think in the Philippines, like it was common, but you know, so I don't know. So, I mean, maybe it is true that we need to do those things here, but he finds it strange, some of like the weird things that
I would say, I'm going to put it into the category of like, let's say shellfish or something like that. To me, it is inadvisable for someone with a compromised immune system to eat shellfish. I'm just going to put the medium rare burgers into that category. It's like, if you have an immune, you know, a compromised immune system in any way, probably you should avoid places where you can get bacterial infections and stuff like that. But as someone who, you know, can go to the doctor and can take antibiotics, whatever, it's like, I eat the burgers that I eat. I eat them from places that I trust and, you know, I haven't died yet. So.
Okay. Well, I mean, you do you. I for a long time, I just overcooked my pork. Because I thought I was going to get trichinosis. And it, you know, back from like when I was a kid, you know, and my mom would be like, oh no, you gotta, you know, your pork has to be completely done.
Salmonella,
so you don't get worms or whatever.
Salmonella causes about 1.35 million infections per year. 26,500 of those require hospitalization. 420 of those lead to deaths. So,
well, Auntie Scott, we all listen to our parents when they teach us things.
These are CDC numbers, by the way.
When we're little, when we're children, yes.
So
it's a small percentage.
1.35. Conservatively, we have 300 million people in the United States and they eat three meals a day. So it's like,
but that doesn't mean that if you eat raw chicken, you're not going to get salmonella. That just means that most people prepare their chicken correctly.
Okay. I'm just, yeah. I feel like modern irradiation routines, you know, keep it from getting cooked, but kill the bacteria. Anyway, it's
fine. Don't know. I get the, maybe I'm wrong, but I get the impression that if I went down there and grabbed some of that ground raw turkey out of the refrigerator and I ate it right now, that I would have salmonella. Like that, you know, that I get the impression that it's just there. Like it, raw poultry is going to have salmonella.
Salmonella is not as serious as E. coli.
No, it's not.
But the irradiation uses ionizing radiation to improve season by eliminating microorganisms and insects. Radiation can be used on many foods, including beef, pork and poultry, eggs, shellfish, fresh fruits and vegetables, spices and seasonings.
They come to you at the restaurant and say, how do you like your steak prepared, sir? And you respond, irradiated.
Its safety and efficacy have been endorsed by federal agencies and intergovernmental organizations. Anyway, I'm not going to, you know what, if I die of...
But I will say one thing.
Medium rare burger. I hope it was good.
You'll die happy because you'll sink your teeth into that juicy
salmon.
I don't know. The thought of ground raw meat kind of makes me want to hurl a little bit.
But you just ordered a burger.
But right, I don't get it meat. I get it well done.
I mean, it's still ground beef.
No, no, just the thought of pink ground beef makes me want to throw up a little bit. Like I just, and the texture of that, the pasty texture of ground meat.
That's the fat. Yeah.
It's just, you've ground the fat.
It's just a steak ground up.
No, I know. I'm not a fan of tartare either.
You asked me earlier if I make my own ground beef and, I didn't answer immediately because I don't actually grind my own ground beef. However, I have before on special occasions used the food processor to make my own mixture of chuck and, you know, the different.
Okay.
Chuck and sirloin. So
I feel like that could get tough really quick because you overwork that in a food processor and then you're.
It's an Alton Brown video that shows you how to do it, but it's like you basically just hit it a couple of times with the Cuisinart. Like,
do you add like ice cubes or something too?
No, you just
so it doesn't heat up.
No, you just have it cold. But you know, I mean, you're not ring. You're just like ranching, and then you add in the more meat and ranching.
That almost sounds like you're starting a lawnmower.
It is, yeah.
Ranching.
Yeah. So to me, so I have made my own ground beef mixture before, but it wasn't. I didn't use a grinder. I used a Cuisinart. Carpaccio, very strictly processed raw beef. I do love me some carpaccio. But tomorrow, I think I'm going to get a big smasher burger.
My problem with carpaccio is I really don't find raw meat, raw beef to have flavor. And so what they do, and the texture is, I don't love the texture of raw beef. And they put just some raw beef on the plate. And really the only place that you're getting flavor from is the other stuff that they add to it, like the capers or, you know, whatever else. And I just feel like, it doesn't gross me out or anything. Like I'll eat it if it's on a chef's table menu, but I just really don't get anything from it. I feel like if it was cooked a little bit, it would have more flavor. I feel like a cooked steak has more flavor than raw.
Have you made a decision?
So, on?
On what you're going to order, because
I ordered it already.
Oh, what did you order? Well, I'm sorry, I missed it. What'd you get?
I got the burger from
Wendy's?
The Burger Denny's? Den.
Yeah. Oh, the Burger Den.
I think it's Denny's. I think it's...
What was
I think
the
Denny's just has a... It's the one with the egg and the hash browns and the...
Well, then this song is completely inappropriate. Dear God, this intro takes forever.
Coffee's taking fast.
show.
If you wanted, I wonder if anyone has done this. If you wanted to have your own internet radio show, music show that was completely free of having to worry about copyright at all.
Yes.
You could create songs to fill an hour, 2 hours, whatever.
Yes.
And just play those and be like a little DJ. And you could also, you could on the spot, you could have call-ins where that people say, oh, I'd like to hear a song about sunsets, you know, with while eating vanilla ice cream with the cherry on top, you know, or whatever. And then you could be like, oh, well, after the break, you know, or whatever.
And then you could have the weather read by that stupid AI voice.
I would be surprised if some Sirius XM channel is not going to be like AI generated like the 90s
so
to
I'll
today.
Tell you what's weird. And this gets me. So like if you go to New York Times and you listen, you know, you read any article in New York Times, there's always a listen to this article button. If you press it, this is it's just an AI voice.
Harris and Trump offer a clear contrast on the economy. This article is by Jim Tankersley and read by an automated voice. Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald J. Trump flew to North Carolina this week to.
I mean, you can tell it's a
they
a voice.
They have a policy, a stark difference in policy. Trump has none. He talks about just wanting to be able to be emotional and badmouth his running mate or his competitor, whatever. She actually has something like policy based. So yeah, there's a stark difference for sure. His team has been wanting him to give a speech about what his economic policy would be. And instead he's like, oh, who wants to talk about the boring economy?
Let me get to the,
I'm rich. It doesn't affect me.
I feel like the Daily Show is the one that took him down the best this week. Stop it. I think it's this one.
It. She's up in the polls. She's raising tons of money. She collected the white man infinity stone. It all poses a big problem for Donald Trump, who's been trying everything he can think of to stop her ascent. He's been insulting her race even more, insulting her gender, even more race stuff, blah, blah, blah. But somehow it's not working. So his allies have some radical proposals for him.
The winning formula for President Trump is very plain to see. It's fewer insults, more insights, and that policy contrast.
Donald Trump just needs to focus on the issues.
Hit her with her policies first.
Don't call her stupid and all kinds of names. Stay on message.
Stop questioning the size of her crowds and start questioning her position.
Quit whining about her. It's not going to win talking about what race Kamala Harris is. It's not going to win talking about whether she's dumb.
You know...
You know your campaign's...
What?
I was just going to say Kamala should really start using the slogan, less insults, more insights.
You know your campaign's going really badly when you need advice from the woman who lost by 40 points and the guy who was House Speaker for less than a week. And maybe, just maybe they got through to him because yesterday he announced that he would give a major policy speech on the economy, which is a big change for him. Although you could tell he wasn't very excited about it.
Now, this is a little bit different day because this isn't around. This is we're talking about a thing called the economy. They wanted to do a speech on the economy. A lot of people are very devastated by what's happened with inflation and all of the other things. So we're doing this as a intellectual speech. You're all intellectuals today. Today we're doing it, and we're doing it right now.
Are his teeth permanently coming unglued all the time?
We're doing it right now. Now he understands what every woman was thinking when they slept with him. Let's just get it over with right now. Just right now. I mean, Trump's crowd had to also have been disappointed because they were there for a Trump rally, not an intellectual speech. That's like logging onto Pornhub and only getting TED Talks. I mean, I'm still going to jerk off to it. It's just going to take longer. But with just 81 days left until the election, Trump needs to focus on the issues. So let's hear this intellectual, focused economic policy speech.
Crooked Joe, he didn't do interviews either. Remember, Joe, what kind of ice cream is your favorite? Vanilla. Oh, I like vanilla. Oh. That was George Floppidopoulos.
Okay. Guess you got to warm up first. You can't just jump right into the economics. Start by attacking the guy you're not even running against anymore. But now that you're warmed up, economics, go.
You're getting out now, Joe. We can do it the nice way, or we can do it the hard way. And he's getting out. He's getting out. In fact, they're not even giving him a good spot to speak. You know when he's speaking on Monday? Monday's not the, that's the worst day.
Monday is the worst day? That's a Garfield policy. Come on, Joe Biden is not in the race anymore. Let's focus on your current opponent.
Barack Hussein Obama.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Girl, you gotta move on. He does not think about you, okay? Your current opponent is Kamala Harris. Say something substantive about Kamala Harris.
That's the laugh of a crazy person, I will tell you, if you haven't known it. It's a crazy. She's crazy. That's the laugh of a person with some big problems.
Yeah, yeah, Kamala's the one with the big problems, definitely.
He does?
Also, it is so
he is starting to sound older.
Starting to sound what?
Older.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I think he's always sounded that. It's just that Biden was so much older. It's just like, by comparison, it's like...
Let's laugh. Women are supposed to laugh. It's mandated by our pillows.
She's holding up a pillow that says, live, laugh, love.
Okay. Oh, okay.
You know what? You win. Just talk about whatever the f*** you want to talk about.
And now they're putting her on the covers of Time magazine... with an artist sketch. They don't use a picture, they use an artist sketch. I want to use that artist. I want to find that artist. I like him very much.
Donald, do you really need a new sketch artist? I feel like you have plenty of sketches.
Anyway, it goes on. But yeah, I'm loving this. I'm also loving the C-SPAN website.
Yeah, you were saying you're listening to MSNBC and you're listening to what
C-SPAN.
Do they play like congressional hearings or something?
No, like if you go to the
Madam Speaker, Mr. Like, Speaker,
if you wanted to hear the press conference that Trump gave, like without any commentary, whatever, you just wanted to see the whole thing, it's on C-SPAN. It's like. So their campaign stuff, they follow both candidates around. So
what
all
does C-SPAN
of their speeches,
stand for? Central. If
I don't
only I could,
no, let's see. There is any probably about us on this website.
What does C-SPAN stand for? Cable Satellite Public Affairs Network. It is a network that provides unfiltered coverage of governmental proceedings, including. Yep. Live broadcasts of the U.S. Congress, as well as other public affairs programming. C-SPAN is known for its objective and nonpartisan approach,
yep.
offering viewers the opportunity to see government in action without commentary.
And it's so annoying because one of the favorite things for me to do in the morning when I'm playing my New York Times games, you know, the connections and whatnot, is I also like to listen to the Washington Journal, which is their morning show that they do on C-SPAN. But it always starts. The first hour of Washington Journal every day from 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. is call-in. It's loosely themed call-in, but it's just open call-in, and they have different lines for independent Republicans and Democrats. And this is where you hear all of the talking points just like badly repeated by these idiots. You know what I'm saying? It's just, it's one of those things. Like today was the 16th, so I don't even know what, because I listened to yesterday's today. Let's see here. So this was today. This is today's Washington
with West
Journal.
Virginia's Republican Secretary of State Mack Warner. Washington Journal starts now.
That sounds like an AI-generated voice as well.
No, he's been on there forever, though.
Good morning. It's Friday, August 16th. We are now just 80 days until Election Day 2024. And it was a busy day on the campaign trail yesterday with former President Donald Trump and Vice President Kamala Harris making appearances. And the cross-country campaign stops continue today for both the presidential and vice presidential candidates.
What is this music?
So this morning, we're opening
our
phone
lines
to
theme.
Hear from you about campaign 2024.
Is this 1874?
As usual, by political party. Republicans, it's 202-748-8001. Democrats, it's 202-748-8000.
The mix is a bit loud.
Independents, 202-748-8002. You can also send us a text. That number, 202-748-8003.
Hey, like, they can do texting too.
If you do, please include your name and where you're from. Otherwise, catch up with us on social media. On X, it's at CSPANWJ. On Facebook, it's facebook.com/CSPAN.
Twitter.
And a very good Friday morning to you. You can go ahead and start calling in now on Campaign 2024. This is the lead story in the politics section of the Washington Times this morning. Kamala Harris and Joe Biden teaming up to hail a federal deal for lower Medicare drug prices.
So, like, they'll read you, like, headlines and papers and stuff and show them to you in little articles and stuff.
Prescription drugs.
It's very calming. Just, I'm sitting there doing my connections while I'm listening to the... Here's a clip of last night and everything. Let's get to the...
But it was her. And if she wants to do a better job, she's still got 5 months left, right? But she can't do a better...
Independence, 202... 748-8000.
Right. This is my favorite part.
Robert's up first out of Baltimore, Maryland, line four Democrats. Okay. Robert, good morning.
This one will be okay.
Well, good morning. Everybody must have forgot September the 18th is the day Donald Trump is going to the Hush Money trial, and he will be getting his sentence. And that could be 40 years. So the 17th, he's going out of the country because he can't do no time. Thank you.
That's Robert in Maryland. This is David in West Virginia. David, good morning.
Morning. Hey, I've been listening to this for the last 3 weeks, and all I've heard is people getting on their bad mouth and Trump, and I'm Democrat, and I am not voting for Kamala Harris. Yesterday you heard her and the president getting on there and tell how they're going to do prescription drugs.
He's a Democrat?
Senior citizens,
or is he lying?
Now he's not a Democrat. This.
And I'm a senior citizen, too. Did you... Nobody has...
I think he was, like, a Democrat before they switched the parties back during, like, Jim Crow.
Okay.
Like, when... Basically, when... who was it that...
When Democrats were Republicans?
Yes, exactly. Yeah, because I mean, Abraham Lincoln was Republican. It's like... The Republicans freed the slaves, but then in the South, they switched. You know what I'm saying? So then all the Southern racists became Republican because the Democrats, when Strom Thurmond was a Democrat. Yeah. So the Democrats used to be the racist ones, and then it switched. Now the Republicans are the racist ones. So I don't know. It's on the internet, Adam. It's got to be true.
I'm asking ChatGPT, yes. The political parties in the United States have undergone significant shifts in their ideologies and constituencies over time, particularly during the 19th and 20th centuries. This phenomenon is often referred to as the party switch or realignment. Early 19th century, the Democratic Republican Party, led by Thomas Jefferson, was the dominant party advocating for states' rights and agrarian interests. Over time, it evolved into the Democratic Party. The Federalist Party, which was more in favor of a strong central government, eventually dissolved and its ideas were absorbed by other emerging parties. Hmm. I don't want to read all this. There's a lot.
Yeah. I always find it's best to end any prompt in ChatGPT with no more than one paragraph.
There's a summary. So here's the summary. Over time... The platforms and constituencies of the Democratic and Republican parties have shifted dramatically. the Democratic Party transitioned from being the party of the conservative South to a more liberal, urban-focused party, while the Republican Party moved from its origins as the party of abolition and federal power to one that champions states' rights, conservatism, and has a strong base in the South. This complex process of realignment has shaped the current political landscape in the U.S.
Yes.
So there you go.
It is true.
I would have no way of knowing if that was true. Like, I mean, well, I would have a way. I would have to go and, like, read a history book or something, but.
Anyway, how long until your DoorDash arrives?
Well, don't just hang around for that. It's quite a while. It was like 45 minutes to an hour, so it's 1:08.
I just feel like, you know, I don't want to abandon you. And you said earlier, it's like, I used to stay up really late. And
you're being no. I'm okay being abandoned. I'll turn on the next episode of Criminal Minds. And
it's only 2 a.m. So you need to let me know when you, I'm assuming you don't know who got voted out on Big Brother.
I do, because I know even though you don't watch it, you live to spoil me on any reality show. You're not even watching Big Brother, and yet you're like, setting all of your anything to give you articles about Big Brother just so you can be like, oh yeah, well, when so-and-so was voted out, yes, I know who was voted out. Okay, I make sure that we watch the social stuff.
It's Cedric. And so
thank you, Tom and Terry.
I'm assuming you already know who's been nominated and who won veto, right?
I know who went home. They haven't even had HOH yet.
Yeah, they have. They haven't aired it. Yeah, I mean, maybe it's happened in the house.
I don't keep up with that. I'm not big fatty. I watch it when it's on TV.
All right.
So no, I don't know anything about anybody.
Oh, so you don't even know who the new HOH is?
No.
Okay.
Okay,
that's fine.
I don't need to know early.
Okay.
Like Big Fatty. And apparently you. I don't know.
I don't watch the show. I just read the stories. So it's like, I know what's happening. And the stories come from the
live feeds.
Yeah, people that watch the live feeds and stuff.
Yeah, and the live feeds are so boring.
Oh, I agree.
They are is like watching paint dry. Mm-hmm. It is the most boring thing. I mean, they edit the shit out of the episodes that they air.
They do. But, and then people are, you're not telling us.
Also, the live feeds switch to that fish tank all the time because somebody's saying something that they can't show on TV or like whatever.
More often than not, it's because they're singing like a copyrighted song, and because it's being broadcast, they have to pay rights for the music.
Maybe. I was going to say something. What was I going to say? Well, shit.
All right. Let's say goodnight to the chat room.
I was going
to
say something that was important, but I can't remember, so I guess not. Goodnight, chat room.
I mean, you feel it was important?
Well, but I can't remember what it was, so I guess it wasn't.
If you remember later, will you, like, text me?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think it was, like important like that. But
good night, Kathy Marshall. Good night, Lamont Cranston.
Good night, everyone. Good night, thank you, Auntie Scott, for the birthday wishes. Thank you, everyone, for the birthday wishes. Everyone was very sweet.
And you're going to get the burger with the egg.
Yep.
Excellent. I think I'm going to get the Big Smasher tomorrow.